traffic may be slower than normal on the interstate in Baton Rouge over the next few days. Crews will be out surveying Interstate 10 from the Mississippi River Bridge to Essen Lane. It's part of the state's proposal to widen the congested roadway. Wallace Watkins spoke with Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson about what drivers can expect.
Starting Friday, drivers in Baton Rouge will see survey crews out on I-10. How will this impact traffic?
So we are using some of the latest and greatest in technology called LIDAR. And LIDAR stands for Light Detection and Ranging Technology. It's going to look a lot like the Google vehicle or some of the other cars that you've seen that take photos. We're going to go from I-10, from LA 415, all the way to Essen Lane on both the 10 and 12 approaches, scanning this corridor. They're going to be in the outside lane, and they're going to be going a lot more slowly than what you would normally be traveling in that lane. So you will not have lane closures associated with it, but it will slow you down due to the police blocking traffic in some areas. We're going to do what we can to ensure that it's not done during peak hours and that we do it on days when we have good weather.
This is part of a $350 million effort to widen I-10 from the Mississippi River Bridge to the 10-12 split. So what would the end result look like?
Well, we announced a $350 million investment, which we believe will get us a very good distance on this project. So the final build-out will be a new lane in each direction with some improvements at interchanges, as well as a relocation of the Washington Street exit away completely from the main line of I-10 as you see it today. A great impact area will be what happens at the interchanges, whether it's Acadian, College, or even in the case of Perkins. We're going to design this improvement so that we can make sure we have enough merge space and merge distance to allow vehicles to integrate into traffic much more safely. And to manage expectations, construction will not happen for a year or two out.
The state would pay for these projects in a way it's never done before, using Garvey bonds. Every year, Louisiana gets money from the federal government to pay for highway projects. And under this particular scenario, the state would sell about $600 million in bonds and use that federal money to pay off the debt over 12 years. The state has never used Garvey bonds before, so why now?
Whether we're building a $125 million interchange or a $350 million corridor improvement, in order for me to contract someone, I have to have that money obligated and dedicated to that project up front. And the only way those things can happen in this financial environment of the state is through a bond issuance or a major windfall of cash from the state, which we know is very difficult in these times.
What's the state's response to business owners near the Perkins Road overpass who have expressed concerns about widening the interstate?
Well, what I will say to those business owners is that we want them to be fully engaged in our environmental process so that we understand what their needs and desires are. We know for a fact that the federal government allows for buildings to be under the interstate as they are now. We know for a fact that many of those businesses rely on property that's currently owned by the state to be able to service their customers. And we want to maintain that. The most important things we need to be considerate of, and we'll need to hear from them, is what's going to be the impact during construction. The other thing I will tell you is when you change the traffic patterns to make it more efficient and more modern, it makes the approach and the departure from that area much more appealing and much safer, such that you may have some additional benefits afforded those businesses as a result of this project. If they can at least come and engage with us in a conversation, we will respond to them, we will value their opinion, and we will incorporate as much as we can into the plans those things that they're telling us are important to them if they're consistent with the authorities that we have, with the funds that we have.
Well, Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
All right. Thank you, Wallace.